Shaya. But Chomer Nechom say, Veinu Bein Chaver Eloi Moal. Nechom say, no. Since you say Lashon of Kainomit, which is only an Issa, a private Issa to you, it's only on you yourself, so therefore they hold, Bein Hu Bein Chaver Eloi Moal. Lefi Shein Mila B'Kainomit. Zina Chom hold clearly, there's no Issa Mila B'Kainomit. That could tell me before, this Tam Chachom hold, there is an Issa Mila. The Gemara says, Epoch. Change it around, say like this. Echad Zeh V'Yechad Zeh Loi Moal. Lefi Shein Mila B'Kainomit Zibra Rabbi Meir. These are the words of Rabbi Meir. The Chomer and the Chom say no. Who Moal V'Chaver Eloi Moal? Yes, the person himself that made the Issa, we hold Yesh Mila B'Kainomit. So since you made this bread also to you became him, it's like an Issa Korban to you. So if you have enjoyment, you're over the Issa Mila. You'll have a Chi of Korban. So therefore, it's not a seer in the Chachamim. The more is so, he hachi, Rabbi Meir Oimer, Kainamis Kishvuis, before he wanted to remain, we didn't want to change it around. That Rabbi Meir really says that a Kainim is like a Shvua. It's not like Shvua, it's not Mitzaref, and the reason was why. Because it's Mechalik for a Korbin, so Rabbi Meir says the same thing, Kainamis. If you say that these two breads should be offered to you with a Kainim, it's not Mitzaref. You have to be Kazayas for each one of them. The question is why? He's telling me now, according to Rabbi Meir, there's no korban by a kainim. Says, so why is it mitzaref? Why can't you put a chassi zayin together? Hell or rather, kainamis is the roof for you to learn mitzaref. For mila isfuhu. So you have to answer what? Kainamis is the roof for you, it's not mitzaref. Why? For mila isfuhu, because it has an isfuhu mila. No, it's the story we said before, that since there's a korban, the korban is mechalik. So what's the question? Why? Bomer Rav Meir, just telling me now that Rav Meir holds a mila b'kainamis. Rav Meir holds there's no mila b'kainamis kalal, that there's no korban at all. How could Rav Meir say that just like a shvu it's not mistar? And we said because of the korban, the same thing kainam is also not mistar. If Rav Meir holds the kainam has no korban, why shouldn't it be mistar? My answer is true. I tell you l'divrayim d'rabbonin kormalhu. Rav Meir is only talking back according to you, the rabbonin. But not according to himself, and like this. Lididi, according to me, myself, Rabbi Meir, I hold true, ain mila b'kanomis kalal. There's no issa mila b'kanomis, and therefore avada by kanomis will be mitzaref. Avada by kanomis, if you say this lashon, that it should be also to you, to eat from these two breads, the kainim, kshitav yid a chatzik zayis from each one, it's mitzaref, because there's no korban by a kainim. We hold, because he holds, ain mila b'kanomis. Since it's only a private issur on yourself, it's not so strict like a real hegdish, there's no korban. What I meant to say is, l'bidchu, but according to you, Rabbonin, that you say, yesh mila b'kainamis, you say by a kainin, if you have enjoyment, you're over the issur mila, and there's a korban, if so, according to you, oidu l'mi, if you should agree to me, admit to me at least, the kainamis kishvuas. And just like you say by a shvu, it's not mitzaref, because of a Pinchas of Svara, that since they're cholak lechatis, so therefore the namat tarif, the same svara should apply to a kainim also. If you hold there's a carbon by you, there's a carbon by a kainim, so each bread is lechayiv a separate carbon, so therefore you can't put the two together. So what's the answer? For Rabbon, they say like this, shvuai ikad rab Pinchas. They hold from Pinchas of Svara. The person says shvua, he's not going to eat this bread, and he's not going to eat that bread, it's like two separate shvuas. And Yechai is two separate chatoyim, therefore you can't put the two together. But I tell you, kainomis, if you only say the lashon of kainim, that these two breads should be offered upon me with an issa kainim, lekad rapinchas, we do not hold from rapinchas. There, even if you have enjoyment from both breads, you're not chayes su kavonis. There is only our mila of the kainomis having enjoyment. There's one issa of having enjoyment from hegdish, and therefore, as long as it's the helam echad, you only chayes one. So that's the Rabbanan Svarim. That you don't say cholak l'korbin by a kainim, only by a shvua, not by a kainim. Now, Omar Rav says, shvua shalo yoichal, person swears he will not eat, v'yochal offer, and then he eats dirt, the lachar is potter. That's what you were saying yesterday. Just, when you say a shvua, I will not eat, what you meant to say is something that's edible. But dirt, that's not edible, it was never included in your issa. Therefore, it's mutter. Boy, Rav has a shah like this. Shvua shalai oichal offer. Person speaks out clearly though. I'm making a shvua, I swear, I will not eat dirt today. Bekama, how much dirt does he have to eat to be over the Issa? Kivan diyomar shalai oichal, since he says, Lashna, I will not eat. So maybe, darti akazayim. Usually nachila means the size of an aleph, size of a kazayis. Less than that is potter. Or dilma maybe kiv want to love me to the achila in shihu v'chol shu. It's not something that people eat. To love me the achla in shi. It's not something that people eat. If so, v'chol shu. Then for sure, even though he said the word achila did not mean it, and what he meant to say is even a kol shu should be osa. Then the family has to take you. How what is there goes upon an offer. That's another. Some it's boy rub is a shah like this. Shavuah shaloi oichel charts in the kama. Someone who makes a shua will not eat the pits and the shells of the grapes. The charts and the pits or the shells, one of the two, he says I will not eat them. Ama, what's the law of the kama? How much do you have to eat to be over? Kivun the misachlay dates, here it's a little bit better than dirt. Here at least, kivun the misachlay dates tarubay. Like if you have the full grapes, so you have the pits and the shells with the grapes, sometimes you eat them together. Together you would eat the shells. So therefore, diet ya kezayis. Even though now you're only eating a kezayis worth of shells of the grapes, maybe that's what you meant, or kezayis. Or maybe no. Kivun doloi. Vino achlile inchi. Since people do not eat it by itself, if you just have the pits, or you just have the shells of grapes, nobody eats them. So maybe therefore, diet ya mashu. Even though you said lashon of achilo, you did not really mean it, you meant even a kol shu, also take it. Boy Ravashi, Nozir Shomar, Shvuah Shloyechel Chartin, a Nozir, that anyway he's not allowed to eat grapes. He makes a Shvuah now, he's not going to eat the pits or the shells of the grapes. The Kama, how much does he mean to us? Why is he different from somebody else? The Chivon, the Kazayas Yisrudi, right? So, since anyway, without his Shvuah, he's a Nozir, he's not allowed to eat grapes. But there the Yisrud Shitas on the Kazayas. So, Kazayas is also anyway. Therefore, when he swears now he's not going to eat the pit today, he for sure means even a mashu, something that he's allowed to eat midiraisa. Now he wants to put the yista with the shvua. V'daita yamashu, and for sure he has that on a mashu. But even on the tzad before, that a normal person, maybe since it's edible in the tarubas, means the kezayis, but by a nozir, there's a svar for sure, he means even a chati kezayis, even a mashu. Or do maybe no, still. Even the Yomash Le'oichol died the Akazayas. Since that was his Lushin, he meant the Kazayas and Enechlami. Then it would not be Chal. Then the Shvu would not be Chal. Because since he's also treated anyway, he'll be in the Shvoyim ala Shvuah. So what's Toshima come here? It says, Shvuah Le'oichol. First and they swear he will not eat. And then it says, V'yocha and the veil of the tray for Shkotchim and Moshim, Chayiv. That his Chayiv is over the Yisra Shvuah. Even though these things are also teeth without the Shvuah. The question is, why is the Shvuah Chal? It should be ain't Shvuah Chal al Shvuah. He's already Mushvah the Yomeid, not eating the Velus without the Shvuah. So why is the Chayiv Lusun Tzi? Rabbi Shimon Potter. Shimon says no, he's Potter true. That since he's Chayiv anyway, Rabbi Shimon is Shitosta, Rabbi Shimon holds the Torah Yechayiv with a Kol Shvuah. Since with your eyes, you're not allowed to eat even a Kol Shvuah of a Trefa, so what is your Shvuah adding? Your Shvuah can't add Morissa, therefore you're Potter on your Shvuah. But for Vinimbo, we have the question, am I Chayiv, according to Chachamim, why do you say this Shvuah is Chal? When a person swears he will not eat Nevelis, or Trey Peshkot Ramoshim, why is this Shvuah Chal at all? L'chura Mushva V'yemim Me'asinayu, he's usher anyway. Even without his Shvuah, the Torah says, you're not allowed to eat on Nevelis, Trey Peshkot Ramoshim. Even without your Shvuah, you're usher. So therefore, the Shvuah is not Chal at all. The answer is, Rav Shmuel Rav Yechanan. The Yamri, they both say, the Kailo Dvorim HaMatorim in Dvorim HaSurim. That's one answer. So the person did not mean just to make a Shvuah, not eat a Nevela. True. Then the Yisra would not be Chal. What he meant to say is, I'm making a Shvuah, I cannot eat at all today. So the Shvuah for sure is Chal upon his regular lunch or breakfast. The regular food is Chal. So Migu, that the Shvuah is Chal upon the regular food, it's also Chal upon the Nevela and the Trefa. That's one term. That's another guy to us, though. For Shlokish, Shlokish says no. Even the forish chati shir valiba the rabbonin. Either it goes according to rabbonin shita that usually they say a stam shvuah means a kazayis. So over here we're talking about a special case that he was meforish. He spoke out clearly. I want to make an issa shvuah not eat even a chati zayis of an avela. So that's why it's chal because midirayis it's only us or a kazayis and your shvuah now makes even a chati zayis. Either stam valiba the rabbikiva. Or else this mission go according to Rabbi Kiva, and then it's good. The Yoma that Rabbi Kiva says, Adam Moisarat the Becholshu. That any time you make a Shvuah min astam, you mean Becholshu. Just like the Mefarish means the Mashu, Stam also means the Mashu. Now, Vonavela, the Mushal Yavim, Yafinihu, the Chichatz and the Gabi Nazir, the Chur, the same status as the Chartz into a Nazir. Just like a Nazir is not allowed to eat grapes, a regular Jew is not allowed to eat the veil to trade place. The time and still we see, why do we say here that the Shavuot Chala Nechatzi Zayas of Nevela only the time of the Pirish? According to Rabbanu Kosi, he explained, he spoke out clearly, Pola Pirish, but if he did not speak out clearly, I won't ask the Kolshu Daitek Zayas. We say, no, if even though he's also teeth Nevelas anyway, but if he makes a Shavuot, I'm not going to need a Nevela, he only needs the Kazayas of it. Shema Amina, so we're going to prove the same thing by Nazir also. If a Nazir makes a Shavua, he will not eat Chatzanim, L'chur the Shavua should not be Chal, because all he meant to say is just the Kezayis of it, and the Kezayis is not Chal, because he's Mushra anyway. So what says, so, El Tishu, the boy Rabbi, Peshit Rabbi Shailah, Shavua Shal Yech Lofa, someone makes a Shavua, will not eat dirt. The Kam, how much do you have to eat to be Chayit? L'chur Tishu, Tipshoit, Azik Kezayis. Bring a proof that any time he says Stam Losh Nachila, he always means the Kezayis. So a nevela kiyofa dummy, because the nevela is also like dirt. You're not supposed to eat it. And the time of the pirish, hola pirish daitek azayit. If you do not speak out, then we say, even though it's usher anyway, still yoni mina kazayit. The verse says, no, here's different. Loi. Offa la barachilu klal. Offa dirt, nobody. Therefore, even though the person said, I swear, I will not eat dirt today, could be for sure he meant even a kol shu, because there's no achil at all by dirt. Dirt is not edible at all. Mashen kein nevela. Basachila. Really, nevela is a piece of meat. Really, it's edible. Just the arihu derovi alei. There's like a lion roaming around it. There's an inside terror. The terror says, this meat you're not allowed to eat. But without the lion around it, it's edible. Here there's a shiloh. Maybe over here, since here he said, I swear I will not eat. What did he mean? A kezayin. But by dirt, when a person says, I swear I will not eat dirt, there could even mean even a kosher. This is the mission of... All right, no, it's back to that. I'll stop here. Oh, yeah. Holding by the mission of Chav Beis and Mabeis. Says, Shavua Shalai Oichal. Someone makes a Shavua, he will not eat. The Ochal V'shota. And then throughout the day, he does both. He eats and he drinks. The mission says, Ein Echai V'lachat. He's only chayiv once. One carbon out of the yerid. It's called one issa shrua. Since he said stam shloi oichal, in the words of oichal is included, he will not drink also. Because we hold shtiya drinking is v'chlal eating. What's going to be though if he says shavua shloi oichal v'shloi yeshta? He speaks out separately, I swear that today I will not eat and I will not drink. Then the yachov v'shosi both eats and drinks today. The chayiv shtayim. If he does it b'shegeg, he's chayiv two kabonis. Does it b'meitid, he'll get malchus twice. Since he spoke out separately, that I will not eat and I will not drink, so that's called a separate shvua for drinking. And the Gemara is going to ask, why is the second shvua chal? When you say first, I swear I will not eat, we just said in eating means you will not drink also. So when you first said, I swear I will not eat, it's included you will not drink. So when you say, secondly, I swear I will not drink, it should not be chal, because one shvua cannot go upon a second shvua. So we'll see this in the Gemara. What's going to be shvua shalei oichal? He says, I swear I will not eat today. And v'yocha paschitim, he has a good meal today. In the middle of the day, he eats bread, wheat bread, then he eats a pasurim, barley bread, and then a pas kusmin, spelt bread he eats. V'locha is eina chayiv alachas. As long as it's only the helam echad, it's one forgetting, he's only chayiv one korban. Or it's pasturachat, is only chayiv one malchus. What's going to be though if he says, Shavua shalei oichal pas chitim, u pas thurim, u pas kusmin? He speaks out clearly, he swears that today he's not going to eat no bread, he's not going to eat wheat, or barley, or spelt bread. The ochal, then he eats these three breads. Locher is chayiv akolachas viachas. Even though it's with one helen, one forgetting, but each one is a separate issa shavua. It's like he spoke out separately, I swear I will not eat wheat bread, I swear I will not eat barley bread. So if he eats from both the kezayis of both of these breads, kezayis from each one, he's chayiv separate. The mazid malchus, the shaykhus of garban. What's going to be if he says, shavua shlei eshta, I swear that today I will not drink. V'shasa mashkin harbe, and throughout the day he drinks plenty. Is ein chayiv elachas, as long as only with one forgetting, or else with one hatsarah, they only warned him once. You're not allowed to eat today. You're not allowed to drink. You swore you're not going to drink. He's only chayiv once. Since he said one shavua, I will not drink. So as much as you drink, it's all that first shavua that you're being over. What's going to be though? Shavua shloi eshte yayin v'shemen udvash. He speaks out clearly. I swear that today I will not drink wine or oil or honey. V'shotze. And then he goes and drinks some all these three. Is chayiv kolakas v'yachas. Each one is a separate, a very separate shavua, even though the Behele Mechad one forgetting, Yechayim three kabbonis. What's going to be shavua shloi oichal? He swears generally, I will not eat today. V'yochal oichlem sheinim ruyim lachila, and he eats things that's not fit to be eaten, like we had yesterday, like dirt. He goes and eats some dirt. Or else v'shoso mashkin sheinim ruyim l'shtiyah, he drinks something that sounds like pitch or tar that's not drinkable. Is potter, shit is potter. Since he said a lashon shavua, I swear I will not eat. So the lashon of eating means something that's edible. If it's not edible, that's not called an achila, and it's not called a shtiyah. What's going to be though shavua shle oichal? He makes the general swear I will not eat today. Then the ochal nevelas eats nevelas trifles a shkoshim or a mushim. And again, like we had the chiluk yesterday, these things are edible. They are food. Just there's a lion over it saying you're not allowed to eat it. So chayiv, therefore Tanna Kama says, yes, Yechayiv, you swore you will not eat today, and by eating these things, it's edible. Treifus is edible. Therefore, you're over the Shavua. For Rabbi Shimon, point of Shimon says, no, you're potter from the korban. Again, because we have Rabbi Shimon sheet, there is, that when a Pharisee says, not eat nevelas, it's even a kol shoe. So therefore, since it's also eat even a kol shoe, when you make a Shavua, I'm not going to eat it, it's not chal the Shavua. Because one shvu is not chal on something that you have to listen to the Torah anyway. It's mushba v'yemim ehasinahu. So according to Rabbi Shimon, when you swear not to eat nevelas, the shvu is not chal. Therefore, you're potter from the korban. What's going to be, all my person says like this, koinem ishti nenesli. I put an issa koina, I make like my wife. She should be osa to have any enjoyment from me. In other words, she can't live with me. I put an issa nedra upon my wife that she cannot have enjoyment from me. When? If I will eat today. So he made an Isser on a Tanai on a condition. He said, my wife should be offered to me if I eat today. Now, he went ahead and he ate today. Even though we only ate a Nevel or a Treifa Shkotzim, here, even Rabbi Shimon, Harei Ishte Asura, even Rabbi Shimon would agree over here that the Neder is Chal and his wife is offered to him. Why? Because here the Isser, the Isser is that his wife should be Asatin. So that's not Mushva V'yomid. His wife, Namal, your wife, you're allowed to live with your wife. So the Isser Neder is Chal upon your wife, that has the Mokka to be Chal. You just made a condition. It's a Tanai. That when should the Isser Neder be Chal upon my wife? On a condition that I eat today. So anytime you eat, no matter what you eat, you're Mekayim the condition. Like the Isser is not Chal upon the eating. In the ratio where you're making a Shavua, you will not eat today. So Shimon says, if you're making a Shavua, you are not eating a Velus, it's not Chal the Shavua. You can't eat it anyway. But over here, the Yisr is not eating. That's only the condition. But since it's only the condition, the Tanai, if you eat even a Velus, it's called you ate today. And therefore now, the Neder is Chal, that your wife is offered to you. Talimor says, Omer Rabbi Chiya Bar Avin, Omer Shmuel, Shavua Shelo Yoichal. The person makes a swear, swears he will not eat today. Fishos, and then he goes and drinks. Is chayiv, shno is chayiv is over the shavua. Like it's chorus for Tashan the Mishnah. Because we hold shtiya is the chlal achila. Even though you only said you would not eat, but drinking is included in eating. Iboyisem, if you want, I will answer you svarat the reasoning. Iboyisem, if you want, I have a pasuk to teach us this. Iboyisem, there's a reasoning. The Yomala Inish, lechavrei, somebody says to his friend, nita midi, like let's go eat. Let's go taste something. And what do? They go, they eat, and they drink. I only told you, let's go eat. You see, that's the way people talk. When I say to go eat, part of eating is to drink. True, you eat more than you drink. But you still drink. So you boy same if you want. Crew, I have a pasuk for this. That shtiyah v'chlal achila. How do I know this? The yomer ashlokish, minayin the shtiyah shivachlal achila. How do I know that drinking is included when the Torah says not to eat something or to eat something? Shnem, the pasuk says, v'maisa shayni. You're allowed to eat in Yerushalayim. Inside Yerushalayim, you're allowed to eat Maisa Sheni of the goncha of your grain, of your wine. Now, it's said a lashon of your chalti, you should eat.